Hey, greetings. This is Colonel Ryan Dowdy, and I'm excited to be here with the rest of the talent management team that we have here. So we have Jessica Farrell, Emily Roman, Ryan Crone, who's off mic right now, and Colby Horitz. So we are excited to talk to you today in our second iteration of the TMO podcast about preference sheets. So the message is about to come out, and we're about to kick off the assignment cycle, and preference sheets are coming out. Now, we've made some changes to them, some refinements. They're not too different in the past with respect to how you would select what assignments you want to do next, but there's some major changes I'm going to talk about as well. But the point of this is to demystify some of this and just reassure you that the preference sheet is just the start of a conversation. It's the beginning of the conversations we're going to have throughout the assignment process as we identify the next move for you and how it aligns with the core and your needs. All right, so with respect to the assignment sheets, there's some key dates that'll come out. 1 August is going to be the release. And for a bulk of the cohorts out there, our field grades, we'd want your assignment sheets to be back with us by 15 August. And then for the captains, 31 August. Now, some of you may have also heard about what we call general officer steering committees, which is related to this process. The timeline for the GOSCs, the general officer steering committees, roughly kicking off end of August and ending mid-October. Our conversations with you will occur throughout that process to let you know if there's any changes or additional opportunities that may come up that weren't previously advertised. And so you can let us know if there are any changes in what you need or want with respect to your next move. All right, with the preference sheets, again, I'm going to reiterate, this is just the initial start of our conversation. It's to help frame your discussions with each of your talent managers. If you submit it and something changes, don't sweat that too much. You and your talent manager can talk more about what is next with that. But I do encourage you to take the preference sheet and share it with your mentors, share it with your leaders, and in fact, share drafts with us as you're working through what you want to submit to make sure that we are able to convey to the senior leaders at the GOSC through our conversations with you and the preference sheet, your intent with what it is you want as we start with our discussions about what's next. All right, the major change. For many of you, you're going to be asking for leadership positions, SJAs, deputy SJAs, RDCs, and the circuit sticks, to name a few. For those of you that are in position to ask for those jobs, you're going to be asked to fill out a number of leadership questions that frame your vision and your philosophy as to how you see your leadership being. So we can make sure that we are identifying, because our senior leaders are really focused on ensuring the right leaders are aligned against the right jobs and the right organizations, so we can maximize your potential and take care of all those that we're developing and growing out there. All right, so with that, I'm going to hand it over to the talent management team so they can cover each of their cohorts. And I didn't mention it before, I'm handling the colonels.
So I'm Colonel Jessica Farrell, and of course, my cohort is lieutenant colonels. So just to pull some yarns on what Colonel Dowdy said, the design of the preference sheet really is to get more feedback up front in the assignment cycle. And again, it's only the beginning of our conversation, but be candid, please. I want to know that the process is uniquely about you. In a good way. So I'm interested, we are interested in really what you want in the future. And so please don't overthink it. We'll use it in the GOSC. Senior leaders will see it. So be professional, have mentors look at it, have leaders look at it, but please be honest with us. Available jobs and your desires may change over time, and we understand that. And that's where our candid conversations with you throughout the cycle come in. For my lieutenant colonels who may be looking on the lookout for SJA, deputy, RDC, or C-stick jobs, so you must fill out the leadership questions. For those who are not seeking those leadership positions, you need not worry about the leadership questions. Feel free to reflect on them, but you don't need to fill them out. So again, happy to work with all of you through the cycle, and I'm going to turn it over to Lieutenant Colonel Emily Roman, who's half of our major team.
Thank you so much, ma'am. As mentioned, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Emily Roman, and together with Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Crone, I am one of two talent managers that's going to assist and support the majors population across the field. And to break that down a little bit further, so for those majors that are in the graduate course, in the resident ILE course within or pursuing an LLM or assigned to the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School, Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Crone will be your talent manager. And I have the fortunate experience of being able to work with all of the other majors serving across the field. So please feel free to reach out to each of us respectively as we work through this process. As highlighted, for those seeking out a leadership opportunity, looking forward to working with each of you, but also this is a great opportunity for us to get to know you, to get to understand not just this next assignment, but where you see yourself at the 5 and 10 year mark and how we can assist you in working through that, working through the arc of your career. Please feel free to be candid with us. I think a lot of times going into this process, we hear different feedback from mentors or leaders on what they think your assignment or next assignment should be. And that's fantastic. And we encourage that. We also want to hear directly from you where you see yourself. As was mentioned in the prior podcast, this experience is uniquely about you. And so this is our chance, not just with the preference sheet, but with every touch point thereafter, to get to know you better and to help understand so we can help shape what the future looks like for you and for your families out there. Again, Ryan and I really look forward to working with each and every one of you. So at this point, I think it'll be a great opportunity for us to turn it over to Major Colby Horowitz, who can talk about the captains.
Thank you, ma'am. Hi, everyone. This is Major Colby Horowitz. I'm one of your captains talent managers. So there's just a couple of points that I wanted to discuss related to captains. The first point is you've heard a lot of discussion already on the podcast about leadership questions. Good news is for captains, you do not need to complete those leadership questions. So don't stress out about completing those questions at the end of the form. Second point is cannot stress enough that it's important to consult with your leadership and your mentors before submitting your final preference sheet. So if you work in a traditional OSJA office, that's consulting with your deputy and your SJA. If you work in TDS, consulting with your SDC and RDC so that you get the benefit of their knowledge and experience from your leaders and mentors before going final on your preference sheet. All right, and then the last point I wanted to discuss really applies to all ranks. So if you know that you want to serve in a specific job or a specific unit, please provide the name of that unit or job that you want to do and the reasons why you're requesting it and the reasons for requesting block. And please help us to understand if you're requesting a specific job or a specific unit, how that job fits into your career arc and how it fits into your long-term goals and your 5-year and your 10-year plan. And with that, I'll turn it back over to our chief, Colonel Ryan Dowdy.
Hey, thanks, Colby. Appreciate that. Hey, again, I want to really reemphasize what the preference sheet is and what it isn't. And what it is, it's the starting of our conversation about what's next for you. I don't want you to overthink it. We really look forward to working with you. And this is just the initial framing of that conversation. Be on the lookout for our official kickoff announcement that's going to come out, which will have specific instructions on how to fill out the preference sheet that applies to you, along with the available jobs list or what we are currently projecting as available jobs. Again, something not to really overthink because some of those may change just due to the dynamics of assignments over time. So again, appreciate you listening and we look forward to working with you.